item on tonight's public hearings is case 2025-01, Howard Manor. Is anybody here representing this application?
This is a standard subdivision to divide a 22,946 square foot lot, which is lot one within the existing Howard Manor subdivision, into two single family lots to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Sussex County. The property is lying on the east side of Diane Road, a private road within the subdivision, lying on the south side of Atlantic Avenue, which is Route 24, approximately 500 feet east of Irons Lane, which is Sussex County Route 348. The 911 address is not available, and the tax parcel ID is District 134, Map 11, Parcel 184.00. The zoning district is MR, Medium Density Residential. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's preliminary subdivision plan. We have a copy from the applicant evidencing 51% of signatures with no objection. We have a copy of the deed for the parcel concerned. We have a copy of the staff review letter and a copy of the applicant's response to the staff review letter. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of the applicant's Chapter 99-9C response. We have a copy of a letter received from Delaware Department of Transportation as part of their service level evaluation response. We have a copy of the original record plan for the subdivision, and I would note that as of this afternoon, we have received zero comments. Thank you.
Okay. Make sure that microphone's on. Give us your name, and you can have the floor. There you go.
Yep, you're on.
All right, you can hear me. Great. Good afternoon. My name is Roger Gross. I'm a professional engineer with Mearstone Consultants. I'm here on behalf of the applicant, Mr. Vincent King. Subject of the application is Lot 1 of the Howard Manor subdivision. Howard Manor was recorded back in November of 1973. The parcel is located along Diane Road, which is a private street within the subdivision. The site is currently vacant. The Howard Manor subdivision is zoned MR, and initially, when it was recorded in 1973, consisted of 22 single-family dwelling lots with no open space or amenities. Over time, lots 2 and 3 and lots 4 and 5 were consolidated into two individual lots. So right now, it was initially recorded with 22 lots. As it sits today, there are 20 lots. The proposal is to subdivide Lot 1 to create an additional single family home site. The proposed lots 1A and 1B meet all the dimensional requirements of the MR zoning district. The application, for all practical purposes, is a minor subdivision creating one additional single family lot. Chapter 99-13, which deals with re-subdivision and alterations to previously recorded plats, requires that the processing of this application be in accordance with Chapters 99-10 and 99-11 and shall be approved by the Planning Commission. Howard Manor, again, was recorded in November of 73, which predates a significant amount of contemporary ordinances in the Sussex County Code. The developer has provided affidavits from greater than 51% of the lot owners within Howard Manor consenting to the proposed subdivision. Central sewer service is available and will be provided by Sussex County. An additional lateral service will be required for the new lot, and that is subject to approval of a construction agreement with the county. Domestic water supply will be on-site wells subject to DENREC approval. DelDOT did not require a TIS through the service level evaluation process, which, you know, based on creating one lot, makes a lot of sense. The project was submitted as a minor subdivision through the PDCA and has received DelDOT approval subject to them receiving a recorded plot. The record plan has been reviewed and approved by the State Fire Marshal's Office, and the project is exempt from stormwater management requirements. A residential general permit, which can be obtained online, can be used for individual house construction. And with that, I'll answer any questions that anybody on the commission might have.
Okay, we'll see if anyone has any questions. Mr. Allen?
No, I don't have any this time.
Mr. Collins?
I don't think I have any at this time, though.
No questions at this time.
The chair. Chair has none either, so if you'll take a seat, we'll see if anyone here tonight has an interest in your application. Is there anybody here that would like to speak in favor of this application? In favor? Okay. Is there anyone here this evening that would like to speak in opposition? Okay, come on up before you start speaking so we can catch you on the microphone. Give us your name, please.
Son, my name is Sheila McFarland.
Thank you.
I own the property on lot 2 and 3, adjacent to lot 1. Lot 1 is currently surrounded by a wooden fence on 3 sides and has a number of trees on it. I am concerned about access when construction begins on the property. Right now, there are people who are dumping things on the lot and using my driveway to access that lot. So I want to make sure that that doesn't happen in the future and request through the owner that the debris that's been deposited on lot 1 be removed. It's concrete. I want to ensure that my driveway is not used for access. There will, if the lots are subdivided, there will need to be 2 driveways, I'm assuming.
Have their own entrance,
added.
Yes.
Will they be facing Diane Road?
I'll get that answer for you when you're done.
Okay. I'm concerned about construction. I have the house on my lot is currently rented, and I want to make sure that there's no construction activity ongoing during the weekends or undue hours. I don't know if this is the appropriate venue to mention that.
We're gonna ask.
Okay, thank you. Having 2 lots, having the lot divided into 2, using well water will affect my existing well water. And I'm concerned that there's sufficient groundwater to provide for 2 additional houses. So I guess I don't know how to address that, but what's the existing well depth planned? There are a number of mature trees that are on the border between my lot and lot 1. I'd like to retain those trees. I don't know what the rules are about when the tree is on both properties.
Hey, we'll talk about that too.
I think that covers it. Thank you.
Okay, we'll get you some answers. Mr. Whitehouse, does the county regulate weekend work hours on construction?
I'd say not really on subdivisions. We don't. Just going through a couple of the questions. So the lots are oriented as shown on the screens. And knowing how DelDOT operates, it's going to require 2 entrances, but it's going to be off the private road. They're not going to more than likely let the one that's on the state road have an entrance on the state road. We will for the well. It's county sewer, so that's okay. But on the well, there'll be DENREC issues to make sure, obviously, before anything gets built on it, that they have a suitable well. With regard to retaining the trees, if this was a subdivision that we were creating from scratch, we would have buffers and things like that. But as between 2 lots, there's no tree regulation. And I mean, the fact of the matter is, if it was 1 lot, somebody could take those trees down, you know, all the way to the property line. We don't regulate landscaping within individual lots. But there are a few of these items. For example, it's a trespass if somebody's using your property for construction. So that's actually outside of the county's scope, but that doesn't diminish the significance of that. I mean, that should stop, immediately. It shouldn't have started. We'll likely also have, we can include a condition about that, also the well as well. So, yeah. Well, you'll get a chance to, everybody's gonna get a chance to speak, so.
Okay. Was that good? Those answers? Sure. Give us your name.
Hello, my name is Alan Najokas. I have the property across the street. And I'm just concerned with when the construction was going to start. Because they got to cut all the trees, then they got to bring in, they got to dig the land, and they have to bring in dump trucks and gravel trucks and construction crews. And just curious about how long this was going to take. Because living on right on 26 is very, very noisy. And it's just going to add to the noise. So
I'm going to answer that real quick. We're not going to get into construction hours because I'm sure nobody told you when you could or could not build your house or do your driveway, just like that's the case on any other property in Sussex County. Again, we get into that if we're doing a subdivision or a commercial issue. But in terms of somebody having limitations on hours of building their single family home, that's not something that Sussex County has jurisdiction over. And frankly, I don't know that we have any intention of getting jurisdiction over. I don't mean to give a short answer on that.
Yeah, but that's true.
That's the fact of the matter, you know.
In situations like this where the county doesn't really have any say in that, it's nice if the two people meet out in the lobby and talk about it. Mm-hmm. So you can see this gentleman after the public hearing and maybe get your answers.
All right, thank you.
Anything else? Okay.
Janice Collins, I have lots 4 and 5, and I've already signed the waiver, so I'm not opposed to it. However, I have questions. Number one, according to the restrictions, when you make changes in the development, you have to have 60% of the lot owner's signature, and you said you have 51%. Number two, my house was the first house built in the community. It's the lowest lying property there. So there's drainage problems. And with every new house that's built, it kind of just drains on me. And I've been in touch with DENREC, and I have a kind of a temporary solution. But I am concerned about drainage. Number three, I forgot. I'm sorry. There was... The drainage and the 60%, I think, is the main thing. Yeah, I just...
Ma'am, do you have a copy of the restrictions? I wasn't sure. I'm not going to keep them. I just want to... Oh, okay. All right. Okay. No, I just wanted to get the book and page.
Pardon me?
Are those restrictions?
Well, we don't know, and, you know...
They were recorded.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at. The 50% came from the county code, from the subdivision code. So that's the threshold that the county has for whether or not you can re-subdivide or alter existing subdivisions. We're not in the business of enforcing private deed restrictions because those are contractual amongst, you know, all the property owners. But that's not to say we diminish that. You know, we don't want to create problems necessarily when they can be avoided. So we'll take a look at this too. I mean, we won't ignore it. We're not bound by it, but we don't ignore it either. Yeah.
Whenever I've had to make changes, I've had to abide by them.
Okay. Thank you for bringing these up.
Thank you.
Thank you. Sir?
Yeah, I have something to say.
Here.
You have to come up to the...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
My name's Jeff Kemp. I've worked with the seller for about 10 years now for a lot of his new construction stuff. I can answer some of their questions if you'd like.
Sure.
As far as the trees go...
Look, keep it up here.
As far as the trees go...
No, look, sir. Direct it towards us.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
As far as, I'm used to making eye contact with people.
Yeah.
Talk to
them. No, it's just the way our rules work.
Yeah, I got you, buddy. As far as the trees go, we've spoken about that, and he plans on leaving a... It's a nice setup right now. It's a buffer for privacy, so we're not planning on... Not saying that it's 100%, you know, when we... do the actual draw and stuff like that, some trees are going to have to come down, but we don't plan on coming there and clearing everything out as of right now. And as far as anyone who's currently using people's driveway to dump trash, that's not the owner, and that's something that we need to look into and figure out who's doing that. It's not him. So, and, you know, he's very respectful of other people's properties and stuff like that when we were building. So we've built houses in there before. Don't really expect any issues with that. So that's all I had. Just wanted
Thank you very much.
Yep.
Would anyone else like to speak in opposition?
I would just point out for everybody's benefit, since you all sound like your neighbors, looking at the restrictions that the nice lady brought up, it looks like And again, I don't know if these are still valid, if they've been waived or whatever, but there's one in here that says at least 40% of the existing trees on wooded lots must remain uncut and remain standing, subject to acts of nature, et cetera. Again, that the county's not going to enforce that. I'm just pointing it out so everybody kind of knows what's in the restrictions. You know, you'll have to sort that out amongst yourselves, but at least there's restrictions on here at some point that talked about trees. So, thanks.
Okay. No one else wants to speak. Okay, then we'll close the public hearing, closing case 2025-01, Howard Manor, and we'll entertain a motion.
If you could defer, just because I want to look at these restrictions, just so we have a little bit better understanding of them.
Mr. Allen.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we defer action on 2025-01 Howard Manor at this time for consideration by staff.
I second the motion.
It's been moved to defer case 2025-01 Howard Manor. We are deferring for further consideration. Thank you.